And I never went back till many years later after my husband had, I was with him, but they had both gone, and seemed as if they had a son there, but I didn't try to look them up. But when Colonel lived across the river, between he and they kept law and order. Anybody that, you see, life was threatened 2-3 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
And when anybody, I just give you the highlights, so you could go into 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And when anybody, there was one fellow called Mark, and he was the first one. And he was a bad Mexican, and Mexico didn't want him either. So between Colonel and let him know that he was going to be across the river such a night, this Mexican. And so the Colonel and they just did away with him, you know. And then another time, the Mexican on this side, in fact, we're going to have the marker down there, and I have, the whole testimony taken down and all. I was old enough to remember that. My mother was living then. And we were living in Hidalgo. Heavy, they was a punch of and,
why did he threaten you?
Well, it was politics from some of our mother's relatives. And one was a judge and the other was a sheriff. And the judge, he was just a great big fella. His name was from New York. And he could see that was getting, he had a lot of respect because he wouldn't take anything off. And still, I remember often said, he said, I'll go to my grave, but I won't ever have any blood on my hands. He never had to kill anyone. When it would come time to arrest him, they respected him and he didn't have any trouble. But he had some very good deputies. And this time, the courthouse is still standing and my home is still standing there. And it was a Mexican woman came to our home about noon, or shortly afternoon, I think it was, and she, my mother came to the kitchen door, and we had a German cook there named Louisa, and all the rest we ever had, we either had a man cook or a Mexican cook, and this woman said she wanted to see. And my mother said, why would she? And he said, she had some important business. So she said, you go in and turn to the left, and there's where his office is. See, he was sheriff then. And she talked to there, and she said, now, tomorrow night, this is the woman that he kept. Do you know what that means? Yeah. All right. He said, tomorrow night Pot is coming in. And he says, the first one he's going to kill is you. And burn the places down and kill the family necessary. Then he was going to go down the line and kill the different county officials. And they all lived, you know, close by. So thanked her. And he had 2 very good men. And, you know, that was published at the McAllen